Good afternoon and welcome to Aceros Arequipa Third Quarter 2024 Earnings Conference Call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru is Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today he will be discussing Aceros Arequipa Third Quarter 2024 results as per the press release issued by the company on October 31st. Please note that all lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation is finished, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. At that moment, further instruction will be given for the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Please be advised that today's call for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any question to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release before making any investment decision. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Aceros Arequipa Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Mr. Guzmán, please proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate you joining Aceros Arequipa Third Quarter 2024 conference call. We value your participation today and your interest in the company's performance. To start, let me quickly outline our agenda, which is displayed on slide number two. First, I will take a moment to highlight some key events and recognitions. Next, I will provide an overview of our consolidated results before getting into a more in-depth analysis. Lastly, I will provide an update of our guidance for the full year 2024 before opening the floor for a Q&A session. Now let's move to the first agenda item where I will cover recent events and recognitions in slide number three. For a second consecutive year, Aceros Arequipa has earned the third star by Peru's Ministry of Environment through the Carbon Footprint Peru program. This recognition highlights the company's proactive commitment to tracking, managing, and significantly reducing its carbon emissions across its operations during 2022 and 2023. As part of its broader environmental objectives, Aceros Arequipa is dedicated to implementing sustainable practices that actively contributes to Peru's national climate goals, positioning itself as a responsible and forward-looking leader in the industrial sector. Moreover, Aceros Arequipa has successfully secured its place in the renowned Dow Jones Sustainability Index for fifth consecutive year. This reflects the company's ongoing commitment to high standards in environmental, social, and governance management, as well as its strategic focus on sustainability. Now, please let us proceed to slide number four for an overview of our financial results. Please note that all presented figures are consolidated and unaudited for 2024. Additionally, any growth rates shown or commented will be year-over-year unless specified otherwise. In the third quarter of 2024, revenue increased 7% year-over-year, driven by higher sales in Peru, Bolivia, and Ecuador. EBITDA for the quarter was $62 million higher, largely boosted by gross profit growth in Peru, positive contribution from Bolivia, Colombia, and the sale of byproducts. Net income was also higher, reflecting a stronger operational income and reduced interest expenses. By the end of June 2024, inventory levels had been further reduced, and working capital requirements were lower compared to the end of 2023. Throughout the quarter, we continued our investment plans, allocating PEN 87 million to our CapEx. The company also reduced short-term debt, resulting in a lower net debt compared to December 2023. I will now give you a more in-depth look into our numbers. Please turn to slide number 5. Now, let's focus on the drivers for revenue growth. During the third quarter, consolidated revenue reached PEN 1.2 billion, a PEN 76 million soles or 7% increase. Domestic revenue rose PEN 124 million soles or 14%, driven primarily by higher sales volume and prices of rebar and wire products, along with increased volumes in round bar for mining balls. Otherwise, revenue from other markets declined by 48 million or 18% lower due to lower exports to non-recurring destinations, as the third quarter of 2023 included higher exports to Brazil. However, revenue from core markets like Bolivia and Ecuador were higher. Revenue from other markets contributed 18% of total revenue compared to 24% during the third quarter of 2023, and the Bolivian market remained our primary destination. Looking at product performances, revenue from rebar and wire rod increased, supported by higher volumes and prices, despite decrease in sales to non-recurring markets. Revenue from grinding bars and mining balls also rose, as volume was higher. Other products saw an 11.5 million soles increase, driven by higher sales of sheets, coils, corrugated sheet, byproducts, and nails and wires. Now, let's move to slide number 6 to discuss our operating profitability. Gross profit for the period reached 192 million. An increase of 67% compared to the third quarter of 2023, reaching a gross margin of 16%, which is 6 percentage points increase from the same period of 2023. This improvement was largely driven by higher gross profits in Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, as well as the sales of byproducts. These higher results in Peru are a result of higher volumes and prices of rebar products, as well as higher volumes of grinding bars and mining balls, followed by lower cost of sheets, coils, and steel tubes. As a result, EBITDA for the quarter rose by 62 million soles or 65% year over year, reaching 158 million. The EBITDA margin stood at 13% compared to 8% of the same period of last year. Now, let's take a closer look to the drivers of EBITDA on slide number 7. As noted, quarterly EBITDA reached 158 million soles, an increase of 62 million soles compared to the same quarter of last year. This growth was primarily driven by an 82 million increase in the gross profit, partially offset by 8 million rise in SG&A expenses and a 12 million impact from other net expenses, which included higher bank commissions, mainly due to obtaining US dollars by our Bolivian subsidiary. The increase in SG&A expenses was driven by higher variable personal expenses, and the SG&A represented 5.5% of total revenue. Moving on to slide number 8, let's discuss the drivers behind our net profit for the quarter. During the third quarter of 2024, net profit reached 42 million soles, making a significant increase of 51 million year over year. This growth was primarily driven by higher operating profit, reduced interest expenses, and positive results from our subsidiaries' companies. This increase occurred despite a negative income from net exchange difference and a higher income tax due to increased profits. During the first 9 months of 2024, net income reached 153 million soles, a 250% increase compared to the same period of last year. Now, let's move to slide number 9 to discuss our debt metrics. As of September, total financial debt stood at $2.5 billion, reflecting a $135 million decrease since December 2023. This reduction in debt can be attributed to a decrease in short-term debt, which totaled $1.2 billion, a reduction of 34 million soles due to lower working capital requirements, a lower balance of the melt shop lease financing, which decreased by 88 million, and lower balance of other long-term debt, which was $14 million lower than of December 2023. Consolidated net financial debt reached $2 billion and was $38 million lower than that as of December 2023. Therefore, net financial debt to EBITDA ratio improved to 4.6 times in December 2023, primarily due to the increase in the last 12 months EBITDA. As of September 2024, the composition of the total debt was 47% denominated in soles, 45% denominated in US dollar, 5% in bolivianos, and the remainder in Colombian and Chilean pesos. Now, let's move to slide number 10 to discuss working capital and CapEx. As of September 2024, operating working capital, which excludes cash and financial liability, was $30 million lower than in December 2023, reaching $1.4 billion. The decrease was primarily driven by lower inventory levels and the use of income tax credits. Days of sales outstanding was 37, which is 5 days higher compared to December 2023. Conversely, days of payables was 44 days, down from 53 days at the end of 2023. Lastly, days of inventory improved to 121 days, a 3-day reduction from the end of last year. Let's now take a look to the CapEx. During the quarter, CapEx was $87 million, mostly focused on investments allocated toward our new rolling mill in Pisco, a wire and nails plant, enhancement of our lime furnace, repair and improvement to our reheating furnace, and the implementation of a scrap cleaning machine. Now let's turn to slide number 11 to discuss cash flow. As of September 2024, total cash balance reached 528 million soles, lower to the balance as of December 2023. Operating cash flow was positive by 419 million, mainly explained by a better EBITDA and the reduction of inventory levels. Net cash flow from investment total the total was 237 million soles, primarily driven by investments in property, plant, and equipment of 272 million soles, partially offset by interest income of 22 million soles, asset sales of 7 million soles, and dividend received of 6 million soles. Cash flow from financing showed a negative 281 million soles, which included net debt amortization of 136 million soles, interest payments of 109 million soles, and a total of 35 million in dividends paid. Now, let's move to slide number 12 so we can discuss our updated guidance for 2024. Now let's share our financial outlook for the full year 2024. We anticipate that revenue will remain relatively stable compared to 2023. However, we expect a recovery in our margins, projecting an EBITDA for 2024 to exceed 655 million soles, which represents an increase of 50% compared to last year's. CapEx, we are targeting for 2024 to be around 300 million, a decrease from 2023 as we approach to an end of our investment cycle. Key investments include a rolling mill, nails and wire plant, and a lime furnace plant, among others. For 2024, dividend payments will be 63.5 million soles, 44% above of the dividends paid last year. This includes $7.5 million cash dividend payment approved by our board of directors this last October 31st. Lastly, earnings per share ratio is expected to close around 0.22 soles per share. Well, with this, I want to thank you all for your attention today. We are excited to engage with you during the Q&A session and answer any questions you may have. Moderator, please proceed.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please message the host through Zoom chat, and your microphone will be unmuted. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. The first question comes from Marco Mejía. Marco Mejía, please go ahead.
Thanks, Belisario. Thanks for the presentation. My question is, which products would you consider could be the drivers of revenue growth in the coming quarters?
Thank you, Marco. The main products which represents the higher increase in this month has been rebars, bar for grinding balls, which we are increasing our market share, and flat products that, as mentioned in earlier calls, the cost has been reducing in the past months. So I will say that those products are the ones that are leading our increase in addition of byproducts.
Thanks.
If you have a question, please send a message through Zoom chat. Wait a little bit for further questions. There appears to be no further questions. I will turn off the floor to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán for closing remarks.
Thank you all for your engagement today during the conference call. We truly value your interest in Aceros Arequipa and your commitment to our journey. We invite you to join us for our fourth quarter 2024 call, where we will highlight our achievements and share more insights into our financial performance of this full year. If you have any further questions or need any additional information, you can contact our investor relations team. Thank you once again and have a great day.